All right, guys, so welcome back to our radio station. Okay, I'm used to saying welcome back to our channel. Okay, so welcome back to our channel. We're going to be talking about Lagos stress and how we cope with such kind of issues. And I am not going to be dissecting this topic alone. I have someone who is going to be with me, and together we are going to actually know how to relate to these issues as it concerns us. Okay, so I think I'll have to start off first. I have a very crazy story of what happened to me. Now, for some of us who don't stay on the island, and I wouldn't want to consider where I stay as a mainland though, but you know, when you are going outskirts of Lagos normally, and you have to make it to the office, you have to make it back to the island. So it's more like you're traveling from one point to another. Now, there is something that is actually crazy, extremely crazy. Anytime I try to either go to work or return from work, and that is something I know a whole lot of people can relate with, and that is traffic. Like, sense, if there's anything like that, 101% recommendation of when it comes to traffic and how to actually stay put. You have to stay put when you are expressing such issues, because like this now your mental health is shaky, everything is shaky. So times like that, what do you even do? Anyway, yes, you should have situations where you've been stuck in traffic and all of that. So how do
Oh no, I'm not a Lagosian. Traffic is for you people's Lagos.
I don't understand. What do you mean? Why are
It's
you trading back at me? Like, I
for
don't understand it.
you people's Lagos. But I've been there. I've seen that. I've lived that life, man. But this is the thing. You know, because we're Africans,
Okay.
and there tends to be a message in everything we do. And I have come to realize that Lagos traffic made me a very patient person.
That means you actually picked a moral lesson for me.
Yes,
Some of us have
there
left the group chat
was
anyway.
no. When I just started that Lagos grind,
Okay.
I used to be so aggressive, so angry, annoyed when
Like
I'm in traffic, like I'm supposed to be on my way somewhere. So this is what happened.
Okay.
So I'm in a bus. Sometimes I'm in a cab,
Okay.
and we're stuck in traffic. And I would tell the I'm coming down. I'm coming down. I have to take a bike. I want to take a bike. And
Okay.
I just take a bike. Flam, and I realize that what is causing this traffic is less than 5 minutes from where I took the bike.
Welcome to Lagos. Welcome to Lagos.
And it got me thinking that, and it might be 5 minutes on maybe a bike.
Okay.
But if you sit there, you're spending 2, 3 hours.
It's really annoying. Okay, you have actually found a way to manage yourself out
No,
of the
I
issue.
didn't find a way to manage
You
myself.
have to be patient.
I just
It's a
learned
way
to be
of man.
patient.
Okay, it's a way of managing it.
Well,
Okay, so
it
guys,
is
listen now. There's more like two categories of people. There are two WhatsApp groups now in this conversation. There are the
true.
patient ones in traffic, like my guest here, and there is me, the aggressive one. Like, how can I be on one spot for
Okay, so
5 hours?
this is the thing. What will your aggression do?
It
What
can't
will
do anything.
so
I
so
basically,
why are you wasting it?
please don't give me any form of motivation
No,
now.
listen, no, it's not motivation. It's not
Okay.
motivation. Being in traffic is stressful.
It's deteriorating, like your
Yes, it
mental
does.
health.
And then you are adding to it by being aggravated. I
Probably
mean,
because we have a timeline, and you end up sitting down on one spot, eating gala, drinking La Casera, buying chips,
and
and you
then
are
you end
still
up being
not
pressed.
moving. You are still not moving, and you're having this very uncomfortable irritation. Like, you just need to get out of here. You just need to get to work. You just need to be in an environment where you can actually relate to
But
it.
have you considered the fact that one of the most glaring cause of traffic is indiscipline?
Okay, so guys, like I said, there are two WhatsApp groups now. Now we made it three. There are the patient ones, me, I'm still maintaining my stand as the aggressive Lagosian. No. And there is another one. Hold on.
No, this is another group. It's not another group.
Hold on. I am the one analyzing the group. Okay, please. Sorry. You're not going to tell me how to analyze my class.
Sorry.
Okay, so there are three groups now. There are the patient ones. There are the aggressive ones, which I just sincerely fall into the category. And okay, there is not the intelligent ones that want to actually analyze the reason for the traffic.
No, at some point, we have to.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't think... Let's stay on topic. Let's talk about the effect of traffic, the effect of Lagos stress.
Okay.
Right? So, other than traffic, although I would just agree that traffic is the primary sole cause of Lagos stress.
Well, I am not saying it's... Okay. Now, back to the WhatsApp group.
Okay.
Yes, I am of the opinion that... Lagos, that's why I actually brought up the topic first, because I felt that if we can take away traffic, if we can reduce traffic to probably a 40% minimum, I've been to other states.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't sound like a traveler now, but hello.
No, but you're a traveler.
I've been to other states and...
She's been to Russia, she's been to Ukraine, whatever, but I'm just telling you, if I leave this country,
the chances of me returning are very slim.
So,
as I was saying, please, let's not make that a prayer point. Like I was saying, I actually brought up the traffic topic because I feel that if we can take away traffic, if we can reduce traffic to its barest minimum, at least 40%, Lagos would be a more safer place. There are so many things that stress in Lagos. Okay, now let's take traffic aside.
Okay.
Another major cause. Now, I don't know whether I'm relating to this thing personally, but I beg, sorry. Have you been with Lagos agents before? House agents? Have you searched for a house in Lagos before?
No, all the time I search for. Every year I search for a house.
And you are comfortable and with then... the stress those people put you through?
Well, no.
It's not...
Like, I just feel like... I don't know if you watched this movie, The Kingsman.
Okay.
I think it was the part two.
Okay.
It was the outbreak of a disease, and they started gathering everybody who was infected with that disease and putting them... There was this very massive, giant cage.
Okay.
I just feel like at some point in our lives, we should just bring all these agents together and put them in a massive cage.
And take them for brain testing.
No, just leave them there. Just leave them there. We'll give them food. Let them fight. Who
God.
Will we'll eat?
Those guys are
crazy, man.
Jeez.
Yeah, like, and it's not just housing agents. You know, anything that is being sold through agents, they are just there to be a problem.
I don't know. Unless probably the people listening to us has different ways of which agents have stressed them. Like, I can be looking for a house and I'm like, okay, maybe even not say I can be. I was actually on a house hunt, I think 2 to 3 weeks back. And I had, I don't say my budget was comfortable for the house I wanted, but my budget was comfortable for me.
So bottom line, what she's saying is, let me just tell you, listener, she was looking for a duplex in Ikoyi.
Shebi, we're not saying you should pack your bag and go to where you be found or where you be sought after. Hello, if I want to rent
a... I know, I'm just pointing it out. We are not fighting.
There's no problem.
We are not fighting.
Don't even bring it back at me. Don't even bring it back.
She's using the Ikpaja budget to look for duplex.
I wish it was even the Ikpaja budget. Because it was so... Okay, let me still continue telling my story. Mm-hmm. Now, I was actually looking for a house. And I had a budget, which was okay to me.
Okay.
Now, I called this agent. I'm like, okay, I want to get a house around this area, proximity to the office, proximity to where I can relax and chill, proximity, you know, I just want the center of Lagos. And he was like, okay, why don't you try Surulere Access? Why don't you try, which other place did he even call? Shomolu. I'm like, okay. And guys, believe you me, this guy was showing me a house for 800,000, 900,000. And I'm like, excuse me, sir.
January, the landlords, whether they held a meeting, I don't know. And they just piked the price up. Like, if you had looked for a house in December,
I wouldn't have issues.
You wouldn't have this money, this issue, this kind of prices you're calling for.
I got tired at the point, because then I spoke to some people and they were like, okay, calm down. You see these Lagos stress stories with house agents? Calm down. Then the people start sending pictures of a one bedroom apartment where the toilet is more like you have to, the toilet and the kitchen are almost sharing the same corridor and everything. And you expect people to live in these places.
That is something else for sure. That's another topic for another day. The kind of houses they give to people.
But that thing is stressful.
But
really.
But the kind of stress, the thing that, okay, so let me tell you a story.
Okay.
And it was it's what you call a culture shock. I was in South Africa.
Okay.
Some years back. Don't say small.
Okay.
So our flight landed at about 6 a.m.
Okay.
So, you know, 6 a.m. No, we landed at 5 a.m. But checkout and all of that. So
okay.
By the time we came out, it was like 6 a.m., 7 a.m.
Okay.
And I saw plenty people on the road. So there was a guy who came to pick us up and was taking us to a hotel where we were to stay. And I saw plenty. There were just plenty on the road.
Yeah.
So I asked the cabman, who are these people? What's the problem? I said, no problem.
Okay.
Okay, so why are they all on the road? He said they are going to their workplaces.
As early as?
7 a.m.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, so they are going to their workplaces. Why are they just on the road walking? And he said, So at first, he didn't know where I was coming from.
Okay.
Like, he didn't know the point I was trying to make.
Uh-huh.
And then he told me that they all walk to their workplace. Yeah. They walk and live close by.
Yeah.
So I think that is something that can really solve this Lagos stress.
Okay. Now, if you want to solve Lagos stress now by living close to your office, now please take yourself back to my WhatsApp group now. That traffic has frustrated. Mm-hmm. I had the budget. Now I call that agent.
I'm not saying living close to where you work.
Okay, so where are you saying?
That is the responsibility now.
Okay.
Is not on the citizens.
Okay.
It's on the business owners and the
organizations?
The government.
Okay.
Yeah, so if a place like, say, an Ipaja had the same swag like an Ikoyi, then companies will set up their headquarters there. You get so.
There's so much buzz about the island.
You get, everybody wants island. I had a friend, she had a startup then, and she was like, she must get her office in Lekki. You are a startup. As a startup owner, don't waste your money on all of this stuff. And she really wanted an office in Lekki. And by the time she was going out, she saw that more than 75% of her budget was going into
setting up the office, right?
No, just rent. She hasn't set up.
Okay. So
she was like, hey, she'll just be doing it without office first, sha.
She listens to Reno. You know when Reno says something? You know that tweet was anyway. That tweet was actually dicey. So some people actually listen to it and it works for them.
I just believe that there are different phases.
Okay.
People are in different phases of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that tweet will not apply
to me.
To everybody.
To me.
It might apply to you.
No, it will not. I'm telling you the truth. It will not apply to
this
me.
Is how. You know you are a very fine girl.
Okay.
And you are a speck.
Okay.
So, you don't know which of Dangote's sons is looking for a wife.
My guy.
And he wants an Igbo girl.
In as much as this thing you are saying is very sweet and I like it. Let's not deviate. Let's really not debate. Okay, so we've actually spoken about traffic and we've actually spoken about house agents. These two people are working hand in hand to drive Lagosians mad. But there was something my guest said, and it's something that I believe everyone should actually scribble and take away, is the fact that for whatever level you are as a startup, it is better for you to start small.
Not necessarily start small.
Okay.
So this is the point.
All right.
I'm making, know your budget and prioritize.
Okay. It's still the same thing. Your budget cannot be higher than where you're where.
No, it can.
Okay.
So if you have, I mean, this is not a business talk. Mm-hmm. So let's not delve into it too much. But if you have a good budget to start. So a lot of people, when they say startup, they don't know what God has done for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you have people who give you money to invest. And when you see startup, there are people who actually start up business without finances.
Okay.
So they are just cutting corners and doing all of that. So if you have a budget,
okay,
yeah, it's better to expand the idea of the business.
Okay.
So this is what I mean. You make smoothies,
mm-hmm,
as a startup, and you have this budget that you, it's better to play on your marketing
strategy
and distribution.
Okay.
Than saying you want to sell to rich people and then you go and open your outlet at Lekki.
But it's the same thing you're saying.
No, I'm just saying play smart.
Okay, so it's okay. It's more of a play smart. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
So,
okay, so the school of thought states that you should play smart, not necessarily start small. Then, okay, we'll be going on a quick little break, and by the time we return, we'll actually give you the last bit of it.
Okay, so we are playing this. It's a classic music. It's called Ring of Fire by Alan Jackson. I know a lot of you kids may not have heard it, but, you know.
It's fine.
Our cheerleader here has heard it. She's it. So, see you in a bit.
Okay, guys, so welcome back. And before we went on a break, we played you the best song that can actually relate to this whole situation. Now, time flies. That was Burna Boy with Salty Soul, with their debut known as Time Flies. Time flies. Like, it flies when I am stuck in traffic. Does it?
It doesn't fly when you're stuck in traffic.
It doesn't.
Or when you're in the studio, time flies.
When I'm eating food. When I'm eating chicken. When I'm eating fish.
You know, that would have been a good excuse if
time flies.
The food reflects.
See, you don't need to. Time flies. In the next 2-3 years, when you see me, be like, what the hell is this? Okay,
I'm hoping you don't get to that.
Okay, so yeah, back to the topic, guys. We're actually talking about legal stress, and so far, so good. We've been able to identify traffic as one of the leading causes of
legal stress.
Then we also talked about house agents.
Yeah.
Those are the second in command. Now, the third people, or the third factor, or the third persons that are responsible personally to me, legal stress, are the police officers. Like, those ones are another level.
I think that's a national thing.
It is. I refuse to agree with that is because in Lagos, at strategic points, you have police officers trying to harass, take away the little mentality that's
And bizarre. Sometimes you get there, you sit in traffic, and you realize that there are police officers causing the traffic.
Like, we are both saying the same thing. Okay, finally, we're on one WhatsApp group. Like, the remaining mental health you have, the remaining 2% will just go down to zero, and the only thing that is on your head now is aggression, anger. You want to retaliate. But why are these guys like this? Why do they? Is there any form of validation they have when they harass people or something on the roads?
Well, you won't want to ask them.
You even can't ask them that question.
You won't want to ask the person who find trouble. We don't find out.
You really can't ask them.
But the truth is, sometimes they can really be in a mess. They can. Although, if we are going to be fair, there are people who have had real, you know, nice experiences with police people, especially late at night.
Mm.
You're coming back from work, 11 p.m., you had a flat tire.
Yeah, they could actually be of help.
I know a woman who was driving herself to the hospital and she was in labor.
Wow.
She ran into some policemen. I think it was on the news. She ran into some policemen and they took over the driving, took her to the hospital and, you know, made sure she was okay.
That's really
you,
sweet.
You know, so they can be sweet if they want to be, but more often than not, when those guys are a pain.
Can I see your ID card? I'm like, sir, please, I am going to work. Not today of all days. I am a woman. Just let me go. And the other one is like, so if you're a woman, what happens? God.
As a press person here, my ID card is the last thing I show them. So I look for their trouble till we are all very angry, and
you just present your ID card.
I present my press ID card and say, ah, now you carry your wallet.
No, me that we are not press people. You know, I like talking.
No, you're a press person.
No, me that, calm down now. You will not tell me who I am. It's me that will tell you who I am. Me that I am not a press person. I am just a young girl trying to survive in this Lagos. Me that's not a press person. I don't have anything to show them. Okay, there was a particular time I was coming back home, and we met them on the way, and they told all of us in the bus to calm down. And I was like, dear Lord, please, if not for anything, I just want to go home and eat. I don't even want stress. And this police officer started searching each and every one of us one by one.
After the other.
One by one. What are you looking for?
Gone.
It's so late in the night. Allow the people of the Lord to go and rest. Allow the people of the Lord to go out. And another part is that you can't even tell them, sir, please don't do this. Sir, please, I have a right not to be searched. The next thing, they cock a gun to your head and you are out of the world.
Yeah, escort you go.
Like, yeah, we really need to know how. I don't know if there is any sensitization or something that can actually just fly. So these people tend to leave people alone, especially me.
You, so they can harass every other person and just leave you.
See, I am talking about my own personal issues. I don't know if our
listeners. Well, you have listeners now, and you are so
okay.
Listeners,
because of this is more like a debut, and it's more like a welcome back to Apex Radio.
Yes.
I'm going to be doing more of the talking.
Okay.
For today.
Okay.
For this episode.
She legit just told me to shut up.
No. Okay. Sorry.
I've shutted up.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. So. We both are going to be doing the talking for today, people are trying to listen in and just get, you know when you're just coming back into somewhere you've left for a very long time, there's this shruggy feeling like, gosh, am I fitting in? I feel people are going to be having that kind of reaction to this. Let's just hear them talk. Let's just hear what they have to offer. So I am going to be the one talking by next week. Everybody's going to talk. It's going to be more like a very...
We're even going to have a phone-in.
Yes, it's going to be a phone-in session, guys. So you could actually call in. Yes, to make it...
Vibe together in the studio.
Yes, we're going to make it extremely conversational. But for today, people are just going to listen to me. I know you have issues. I'm still going to bring back this topic, though. But it's, like I said, it's more like a debut. And we just want everyone to know that we are in. And... yes, you're going to be expecting the best. So we're talking about Lagos traffic, and we identified three points. Traffic, number one contender, that's the baba of all stress. Now you have house agents, now you have the police officers. Is there really any other thing that you think can constitute to Lagos stress?
Yes.
Which is?
Yeah, boyfriend.
We are not going towards it. No. We should not do that. But seriously, people that are in relationships, no. Okay, so let's listen to that, because I was not even the one that said this, but this is
no, but it's
a
show.
It's coming from a man.
When I say boyfriend or girlfriend.
Like you are in Lagos, somebody. And somebody's son or somebody's daughter is in
stress. He just wants to stress you. And do you know, like you, I guess you leave home maybe 4 or 5 a.m.
Okay.
And you close from work and get home when?
I get home approximately
9, 9:30. Those your spouses are the ones who... They really don't wake up at 6 a.m.
Wait, are they what?
They wake up at 10 a.m.
I really do not have, see guys, see the sweetest part of this issue now is that I did not even say anything. So wait, really, are you guys, no, like seriously, no, let's be very serious now.
Yes, now, so they wake up at 10 a.m.
Okay, that's symptoms of your partners, let's not use the boyfriend.
Yeah, no, so your partner.
Yeah.
And they wake up at 10 a.m., whatever it is they do for a living, is up to them, but I'm guessing highest 4 p.m. they are back at home.
Hello, baby.
So they have all the time in the world to stress.
Hello,
your
baby,
life.
What are you eating? Hello, baby, where are you? Ah, guy, I beg you.
Not maybe my life. So you're at work and you're typing and your boss is yelling at you and sometimes baby will call and say, so you liked her picture.
Mm.
After all we said, you want to like her picture on Instagram.
Okay, that's more like a female reporting.
Yeah, of course.
And because then there's
a male aspect.
Then the male will be like,
it's pretty much the same thing. You upload a picture on Instagram.
Why? Like, why is it?
Who is that guy? It's not that your colleague.
No, but seriously, relationships are meant to be people's safe spaces.
But
I really do not know if people are in this category of yeah relationships. But if you are in this category, constituting that the fact that you have stress, you are stressed every day, and your partner is not your safe place, that is a real big problem.
And there are people who have succeeded in making it feel like being in a relationship should be stressful, and if it's not stressful, then the person doesn't love you. I don't think so.
When you mean stressful, are you talking about putting in the work?
No, I'm just talking like, I was reading on Twitter recently, and somebody with his full chest said, if your girlfriend is not stressing you, then she doesn't love you. That if a girl loves you, then she's going to stress you.
Well, somebody's son should not stress me because
but do you stress somebody's
it depends on what you guys classify as stress. This is actually another topic, but like, if you want to classify stress on the general
listeners, just wait and listen to somebody.
Yes, please listen to me.
Justify.
I am not justifying stress. Wait. I am not justifying relationship stress, though.
Okay.
But I just feel like, okay, so yes, there are times in your relationship where you guys get to fight. That's not stress. Now, stress is when you are looking for trouble deliberately where there is no trouble. Like, you're always on your toes when it comes to, hi, babe, where are you doing? What are you doing? Okay, so for some people now, it could be care. You understand? Now, for me personally, when I feel you're stressing me, what are you doing? You're clouding in my space.
Exactly.
You understand? But for some people, you clouding in their space is not stress. It is you showing that you are, what's that love language? Communicating.
That's so.
You're performing. You know, my boyfriend shows up in my face every 24 hours. If you are me and I am you, I will tell you. So I am still of the opinion that if you are in Lagos and, if you are in Lagos and I mentioned three stress focal points, traffic, house agents, and the police people. Now, my guest mentioned one. I was not the one that mentioned it. And coming from a guy, it means that we are going to revisit this topic where we have a round table of guys. Because it shows that we ladies are stressing this man. That's part one. Then part two is that we're going to have another round table of ladies talking about their experiences with their guys. You see, even it's gender.
It's good that you are doing it separately.
Yes.
Yeah, because if we are going to do it together, then
we'll not close.
We'll close, but we'll remove everything that may sound as a weapon.
Yeah! It's not on my show, you guys. I'm going to fight. It's definitely not on my show. So, like I was saying earlier, I never knew that people are stressed in Lagos are still stressed in their relationships, which makes you a very unhappy and depressed person. Because if you're having those two things together, you're finished.
No, but let's not even stress it too much. There are some relationship stress that are quite fun.
That's why I said some people can call stress as they trying to work on their relationships, and it's actually a really sweet thing.
Yeah,
you know?
It could be.
Yes, I really admire people who work on their relationships and try to be the best. But then again, like I said, I never knew relationship was a stress point in Lagos. But now that I know, we are going to be taking that topic on a different level. So, do you have anything else to say? Do you have anything more pointers to give? Because it looks like the pointers you are giving is is very heavy.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm just here to listen.
So aside relationships, what other pointers do you have?
Of stress in Lagos?
Yes, no.
There is family.
There is family. Environmental stress too.
There's environmental stress.
Yeah.
It rains and...
Well, Lagos is not for the faint-hearted.
We are superhumans in Lagos.
Lagos are not for the faint.
Next time Marvel Studio wants to cast for superheroes,
they should come, right? I'll be the Wonder Woman.
Ah, don't, you are more than wonder. It depends on where you station.
Gege.
So if you stayed somewhere that has a lot of flood, then you'll be river woman.
That was not my issue, and that is not my business.
There is flooding issues.
Like your house, the house that you've suffered to rent now will not be leaking water. Lord, Lagos is on a whole different level. But I guess we Lagosians who are.
But you know the thing is, Lagos is a beautiful place.
It is. I don't think I can survive anywhere without Lagos.
A lot of people complain about Lagos will not survive outside of Lagos.
I've tried it.
Not because of the stress, but because. Lagos has variety.
Lagos has potential.
There are towns, there are cities you go to. Lagos is a huge market.
Like, sell yourself and...
It's a huge market. If you know how to sell yourself, it's a ready market for anything you are willing to sell. That is good. That is legit.
Yes, I'm going to sell the other ones that we don't know. I don't want to sell another thing. You are selling potential. You are selling visions.
Products.
Thank you. Marketable products.
You are solving issues and selling the solution to people. Yes.
Like me.
Uh-huh.
Be like me. Wonder Woman of Lagos. Yeah.
I thought we agreed it was river woman.
I'm not a river woman. I will never be a river woman. Am I a Delta? I'm a Wonder Woman. I'm a Lagos.
Lagos is a Delta region.
Okay. So are we going to do this?
Okay,
so so guys, okay. So like I said earlier on, this is Apex Radio and we are actually going to draw the curtain to a close. At this point.
And it's sad. I wish you could stay longer.
Yeah, I know, but then
you have legal stress to go and face.
Like really, I have to I have to travel back. So like I said earlier on, it's going to be more of a conversational show. And I am going to be your host from the hours of 1 by the grace of God to the hour of 2. If I am not mistaken.
Yeah.
And I am going to be bringing in different guests on the show. We are going to be talking about different varieties of topics. From today onwards, I'm going to be dropping topics for the next show. Okay. So like for Saturday, when I believe I should have more engagement, where I believe I should have people listening to me, I'm going to drop a topic for Saturday.
Yeah, so you will drop it during the week.
Yeah, so you get to
keep a date with us.
Yeah, you know that kind of thing.
Tell, we might even do giveaway.
Yes, we can.
We might do fastest finger first.
Fastest finger.
Or you might do giveaway for us.
Like me now, like he's looking for a
fine girl. If you see her, she's fine. Man.
Oh God, stop it. Anyway, that's not the issue. The issue now is that I want you guys to actually get used to the fact that we are back and we are going to be giving you top-notch entertainment. And from time to time, you get to hear our voices. From time to time, we actually want you guys to keep a date with us, please. Okay, more information on how would surface would still be dropped on our social media handles.
Yeah, on our social media handles at ApexNGR on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
ApexNGR. Again.
ApexNGR. And you can listen to the live radio on radio.apex.ng.
Okay, so let's rewind. You know, it's part of Lagos. You know, they don't hear things immediately. You have to like shout it like a bus conductor. No, don't do that. So we are going to start again. So to follow you on, okay, to follow the radio on Instagram,
ApexNGR.
Okay, to follow on Facebook
at ApexNGR.
Now to listen live,
facebook.com/ApexNGR.
Okay, then to listen live,
radio.apex.ng.
Now I believe they've gotten the point.
So, and there's also Twitter,
which is
at ApexNGR.
So we are definitely across all social media handles. Okay, guys, so this is where we draw the curtain. I remain Edna, and thank you, by the way, for actually coming.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. Okay, guys, so till we come your way next time, this is bye, and have a nice day. Mwah.